Readers Entertainment Radio, where variety is the spice of life.
Well, hello, and welcome to Readers Entertainment. I'm your host, Sheila English, and right now we're trying to get our guest to call in. It looks like she flashed on there for a second, and then it got cut off, so hopefully she'll be able to call in just a moment, and we'll bring her into the room and get to talk a little bit about her book. What is your soul telling you, and are you listening? And tonight we're speaking, hopefully, with author, teacher, and healer Julia Cannon about her book, Soul Speak, The Language of Your Body. So as soon as she calls back in here, I'll go see if maybe she sent me an email, because we were just talking, so it's got to be some kind of glitch. And I will tell you, we have Blog Talk has got a new format, so there could be some glitches on that end as well. It just went live. It's actually beautiful. But you know how everything is. As soon as something new comes out and everybody starts to use it, that's actually when you find the glitches. So, all right. I think what I'm going to do is, before we get too far, I'm just going to invite our listeners to join us. Hopefully you'll be able to call in and be able to chat with Julia. We have the live chat session open, and, of course, you can always call in 646-200-4071. After the show, you can download the podcast or come on over to readersentertainment.com and check out the blog that will accompany this podcast. For our listeners who like to check out our guest as we're chatting, she's at juliacannonsoulspeak.com, and this may be her. Let's see. Hi, is this Julia?
Yes, it is.
Oh, we're so glad. Well, you know, I was just saying, Blog Talk just, like, turned the switch on their brand new studio and all this new stuff, and it's like, well, I hope we're not having a glitch with the switchboard. It would not surprise me, but, you know, you always hope the new and improved truly is.
Right.
So,
always fun.
Well, I'm glad you're with us. I just did a little introduction and gave them the name of your book and have invited people to, we have a live chat session open in case anybody wants to go over there and ask questions. Not everybody likes to call in, but they're welcome to do that if they have some questions. But, you know, some of us are shy and we'd rather type our questions on the chat board. So I did give them your website as juliacannonsoulspeak.com. And invited them to go check that out while we're chatting in case that inspires some questions. Okay. Julia, I would really like to start out finding out a little bit more about you first. You started out with a career as a nurse. Tell us about the journey that brought you here today.
Well, it's very interesting. On retrospect, I think, and I'm sure there are a lot of nurses out there that can relate, I think I was always supposed to be a healer. I think that was probably my message to myself, be a healer, be a healer. But back then, the only field you could go in as a healer was doctor, nurse, things like that. And just after that, rarely it opened up to, you know, even therapists and things. But back when I was starting out, and I won't give my age that way, but it was nursing and medicine. It was just, that was really the field. And so I think that was just a natural, and I was one of those little girls, always wanted to be a nurse. So I think that was that calling, just saying, okay, you are, this is who you are, this is what you are. And so that was how it went, and I just always knew I was going to be a nurse. I went into it, and that was just my natural state. I was a surgical intensive care nurse for, goodness, a long time. I have to think about it here. Nursing altogether was over 20 years, so it was probably about 15 years in intensive care. And then I went into home health nursing, which was a wonderful shift because it put you – that was more of what nursing – I felt like what nursing was always intended to be. It was one-on-one work with people in their homes, and you really got to know people and work with them on a more intimate basis. And then I gradually got shifted into the administrative work and – all of a sudden I looked around and I'm like, what happened to the nurse? You know, I was doing office work and running things and it was like, okay, there's a disconnect then. And then that's when the universe started telling me, you're supposed to do something else. You're supposed to have a healing center. It just kept telling me that. I talked about this in the book, how, and I'm going to jump on you if that's okay, as to what happened. The universe, and a lot of people are probably getting these messages as well, and this is what I'm talking about in the book. We get messages all the time about what we're supposed to do, where we're supposed to go, and the universe was telling me then, you know, you're supposed to go somewhere else. You're supposed to do a healing center. You're supposed to do something else. And it was like four times I got this over the course of at least 2 years. I was getting these messages, and I would make little moves, and what I think I was understanding as best I could, and that would kind of move me. It was like to make the move, what I thought was being asked, would really move me out of my comfort zone. And, you know, I was running companies now, a nurse. I was making good money. I was very comfortable, and none of this made sense to me. You know, why would I stop this and go over here where I have absolutely no idea what's going on? And So I would make a little move, and then it was like, you know what, I'm comfortable over here, so I just shift back. And that happened like four times, and I kept saying, you know, why would I want to do this? It kept saying, you've got to do a healing center. And I at one point started a fitness center, and I thought, well, I have a health spa in it. So you could see I was getting messages. I was kind of getting them, but I was wanting to do it my way, and I was trying to do it where I was. And it kept saying, you've got to go to Arkansas. And I'm like, I was in Missouri at the time. I'm like, why? I don't get this. I don't understand this. Why would I do that? And then finally, on the fourth time, it said it again, you're to do a healing center in Arkansas. And I'm like, how on earth am I going to do a healing center in Arkansas when I'm in Missouri? And I guess that was the magic word. Because that's when it also is like the universe said, okay, we'll show you how.
You know, and I think there's so many lessons that people can walk away with that.
Absolutely.
Because I think it's natural for human beings to mm-hmm. want to remain in their comfort zone. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we think, well, and also it is, you know, because we get these callings, we know, and even if we're not happy, it's like where we are. We know there's something else, but it's like it's going to make us really uncomfortable. It's a big move. It's scary. There's all kinds of things in there. It's why we stay where we are, even though we're miserable. And I guess I'm a really resistant soul, too, because I'm still resisting. And here I get this stuff now. I get it, and I still resist. So I think that's part of our human nature as well.
Now, let me ask you, you know, you were talking about, you know, the universe just keeps saying this to you, and you were resistant at first. When you finally gave in, did you mm-hmm. feel that kind of puzzle piece click in for you? Did you feel like, oh, okay, yeah, I listened, and yeah, this feels better?
Well, it took it a while.
Okay.
Because my whole world is like I said, I think I'm just, I'm trying not to use the word like I'm in the present anymore. I had a tendency to be very resistant and to be very hard-headed. So you've heard where they talk about the etheric 2x4s. You know, they have to hit you over the head. Well, I call mine a 10x6. It's like, I guess I was just really, really hard-headed. And so the only way I was going to get the message was for everything to shut down. Because like I said, they were like, okay, we'll show you how. So everything, I mean, my whole world as it was at that time ceased to exist. That's how I had to get the message, was you can't go down this road anymore. I don't know if it was like, I'm sure someone else can probably help me here. What was happening was probably on my course of my plan when I came in, I planned to go this direction, planned to do this, and I gave myself a certain amount of time. It's like I had to do it. And there was probably a point of no return, and I was quickly moving beyond that, and so it's like I had to do something that drastic to get me where I had to be. So that's all that makes any sense to me. Another thing I've heard since then is that this happens to a lot of people where you'll lose everything. You know, it's like your world has to cease, and that's to show you who you really are. It tears everything down so that you get it. You know, it's like you're not attached. I was, at that time, I was all about my material possessions. I was all about my space in life. I was a nurse. I ran a company. I was, I was all these things. And I was all my possessions. It was all these things. And all that got torn away from me so that it came back to who I really was me and my family. That was all that was left. And so then I've had, then I've been building it since then, keeping that at the core rather than all the stuff and everything else. So it's like keeping it to a true whatever.
So, well, and that kind of begs the question, as you're saying that, I'm thinking to myself, who am I if I do strip away all those things?
Mm-hmm.
What could you hear if you didn't have all the interruptions of the things mm-hmm. you think you have to do or that society tells you you have to do? You're talking
exactly.
about, stripping yourself down. I think that's just mm-hmm. just an interesting, just to stop and wonder, if you're feeling like you're not on the right path, what do you have to do to get yourself to that starting point? Well, and I want to talk about that in just a minute, but I do want to ask you, it sounds like, as though healing has always been a part of who you are, regardless of the delivery system that you use. What
right.
makes you a healer? And I'm sure you probably feel in your soul that this is what you're supposed to do. Is it nature, nurture, fate? What do you think that is?
Good question. I don't know. I think it was just a caring. Like I said, ever since I was little, I wanted to be a nurse. So I don't know if it came from another life. Maybe I had been a healer. I don't know. I just know I care about people and I want to help. So I don't know if that's just how it naturally translates. I don't know. That is why we're here. We're all here to help each other, but we do it in so many different ways. We don't
right.
all have to be healers. I don't know. Maybe that's just the way it translated for me.
Now, the title of your book is Soul Speak, The Language of Your Body.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? What exactly are we going to find out about in this book?
Right. When we come in, what we're going to find out is how our soul speaks to us through our body. When we come in, we have our plans and everything, because we all know we are not our body. We have a body. We are a soul that is inhabiting this body. And so, but we know coming into this earth plane that we come in with a plan, but we forget everything. That's part of the game earth, and I describe all of that in the book, is exactly how this game board is and why it's here in the first place, why we play it this way. But that's our challenge to ourselves, is to play it blindfolded and not remember, not know, things like that. But we have ourselves a little communication system that's set up that with ourselves, this is like who we really are, is this big part, this higher self. And then that's communicating to ourselves through our bodies. Our bodies are wonderful, wonderful machines, and they're wonderful messengers. And so this is what we're attached to. We're here with the bodies constantly. So that's our communication system until we learn how to just speak to this part of ourselves directly, which is we can do. It's right there. It's always trying to talk to us, but we don't know that we can do that. We don't know it's there. So it speaks through us, to us, through this mechanism that we have right here, our body.
When you're saying that, what I'm seeing, I get this vision of the body kind of being a tuning fork for the soul.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Now,
yes.
what made you want to write this book?
Well, again, the universe, probably my higher self. I'm sure, I call it the universe, but it's, ourselves saying, hey, this is what you're here to do. I would be assisting, my mother is Dolores Cannon, and she, if anyone's not familiar with her, she has 45 years plus. She's a hypnotherapist, been working in past life regression, and has developed her own technique. And she teaches this all over the world. Well, I assist her, and I help her. And for years now, I've been helping her. And I would be, this has been several years ago, I'd be in the back of the room working. And they're all talking about all these different parts and everything and how the messages come through. Because that is how this originally started coming through, was she would come in from her sessions, and she'd go, well, this is interesting what I found out today. And she would just talk about how these different symptoms had these messages for the person from their higher self. and it really made sense. And so then we'd be in the class, and she's relaying this across, and they're talking to me, because by this time I can hear them. You know, they communicate to me all the time, my higher self. And so, and they're like pushing my head and going, this is your book. You need to write this book. And I'm like, well, this is her book. This is the Lawrence's book. She's the one that writes all the books. And they're like, no, this is your book. So, you know, it's comical way I work with them. So,
you know, I think it's interesting that, you know, you have that kind of background where your mother does all of those things, and then you have, you know, you were a nurse. I actually was in the medical field for 18 years, clinical laboratory,
okay.
and you know, I've had people, you know, we talk about different spiritual things, and I've had people say, oh, come on, you know, you're in the sciences. How can you believe that?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I'm in healthcare. I've seen things. How can I not believe that?
Exactly.
You know, so I think this really was your book. I mean, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, wow, this has got to be so interesting to have this well-rounded. I'm not going to say it's two sides, nursing and then this. It's actually more like this whole sphere of healing information that you have. And I'll tell you, knowing about you and your history and the things that you've experienced, it makes me think, you know, I would really like to experience this book. Now, how long did it take to write Soul Speak? You know, tell us a little bit about your writer's journey.
My writer's block. My resistance again. I think my story is all about resistance. I think mine is how far can I dig these heels in? Because I'd get so far, and they're always, every single class, I'm like, this is your book, this is your book. I'm like, okay, fine, and I'd write some notes, and I'm like, you know, and I have psychics telling me all the time, you're going to write a book. I'm like, okay, that's nice. And, I mean, all of them were telling me, you're going to write a book. For years we've been doing this. And I said, okay, but, you know, until they put that pen in my hand, or I'm compelled to write, I'm, you know, until I feel that compulsion, I'm not going to, you know, what's the point? I'm not going to make myself do it. It doesn't make sense. I don't understand. It seems like if you're supposed to do this, then it would just come, right?
Right.
And that's, so I kept playing that game for quite a while. And then, like I said, they start pushing my head, and they're like, you know, this is your book. You need to do this. But then it was like, okay, fine. I start doing some things, and more people are coming to me. You're supposed to write this book. It's like messages were getting delivered to me in all kinds of ways. Get doing it. So I was doing it. Like I said, it was playing for years. And then this last year, maybe about a year ago, I got the message very clearly. It just came directly. I heard it very clearly. If you don't do this now, we will give it to someone else. And I'm like, oh my goodness. okay. I get it. I'm doing it. Okay. You know, so, yeah, you can only play for so long, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Now tell me, who reads Soul Speak? What kind of people are reading it, or who do you recommend should read it?
Well, first of all, I know, like, all the ones taking Dolores' class, the practitioners, they're all in line. We've got a line, if you wouldn't believe it, pre-orders for it from the classes, because they get it, because they're seeing these messages come through, so they want to get even more of that information. But I wrote it with the intention of anyone that's wanting to understand themselves and wanting to help themselves. Because this is a language that we just don't, you know, we just haven't been taught to listen, first of all, and then to understand. And it's not about drugs. And, I mean, we know all these aches and pains and all these things that are happening. We know the body's saying things, but it's more than what the doctor says. That's just surface. You know, let's get to the root of it. What is it really trying to tell you? And it's not this diagnosis. It's what's it really trying to tell you? And it always breaks down to that. If you can just get there, you get such a wonderful relationship with your body and your higher self. And it's just this beautiful mechanism that works. And so in that way, yeah, there's some metaphysical language in the book, and I'm hoping that doesn't turn some people off that may not be over here yet. But I feel like I tend to talk pretty down to earth, and so I'm hoping that because of my background and because of that way I speak, that maybe it will apply to people across the board that just they want to help themselves.
Well, you know, we were talking earlier about being able to step out of your comfort zone, and I think that, you know, if people don't really have an understanding of the metaphysical world, or, you know, this is an opportunity for them to still kind of be in your comfort zone. You can be in your own home, you can do this at your own pace, but you know, just take that step out and open your mind to it and step out of your comfort zone. I have a friend of mine who tells me, you know, if you're comfortable, you're not living your life to the fullest. And I believe that's true. Mm. I think you have to be open to being a little uncomfortable so that you know, growing pains, right?
Right. Absolutely. That's a good point. Yeah, if you're comfortable, you're not growing. That's true.
Now tell me, what kind of feedback have you gotten so far from readers?
So far, it's that it's very good. And I'm really concerned about it because I'm putting a lot of pressure on myself, and then finally today even, it was like, you know, my goal is to teach people how to do this and just to understand the mechanism, and it does do that. I'm just all, you know, because I'm following in some pretty big foot shoes or whatever I can think of it, and so I'm putting that kind of pressure on myself, but the feedback has been, yes, it's very good, it's thought-provoking, it does work. What I've done in there, I've kind of crossed some of the things as far as science, you know, medicine and metaphysics is I put diagrams in there of the body so people can, because there's a lot of people, I was always surprised to find this out because I thought everybody knew what the body looked like, but not everybody does. So I have diagrams in there of all the parts of the body so you can see it. And that helps sometimes to understand what the message is because it's so literal in how the body speaks. So if you understand how it looks or what it actually does, then that helps you understand the message. So I'm kind of blended the two there.
Right, right. And that's exactly what I was saying earlier. I think that this is, it is a blending. It's this full sphere of information. And I think, to me, that's what makes this book exciting, you know, to know that you're going to get that. Now, reading the bio on your website, and I do recommend to our listeners that you go over to the website and check that out. I know you've received training in reconnective healing and quantum healing, hypnosis therapy. What exactly are those things?
Okay. The reconnective healing is energy healing. A lot of people are familiar with Reiki. Reconnective healing was discovered by Eric Pearl. I took the classes in 2002, and it was not too long before that he started with it. So, but I was just drawn to it. Someone directed me to it based on a vision that I had, and I didn't understand what it was. I had lights coming out of my hands, and I was showing people how to manifest. And they said, oh, well, you need to go, first of all, read your mother's book, They Walked with Jesus, because that's how Jesus healed, and then you go check this reconnective healing out. And so I did, and it resonated just tremendously. And so that was when my life, then that world was crashing and everything was leaving. That's what it was like directing me to this energy work. Very quickly, I learned, it just started, took on a life of its own, and I started learning how to do remote and remote work, and that's where you work at a distance. You're not right with the person, and you can do it. You just energetically tap into them and can give them, you can work on them or just feel what's going on with them, things like that. And so that was that. And then, like I said, I started working, then my mother was developing her classes, and those started about the same time. That's interesting. And so I was helping teach those and, you know, just naturally taping it at the same time. That's the hypnosis, the past life regression, and also where you make contact with the high person's higher self, where you can get these messages, get instant healing, things like that. So it was just, again, more ways of healing, and it was showing how nothing is limited. There's no such thing as time or space or anything. It's just a matter of tapping in and go. So yeah, you get
now,
the messages.
And I find the idea of the remote energy work very fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us tell us about an experience in which you've been able to help someone heal, or mm-hmm. Somebody who had a difficult time using traditional methods. Can you share an experience with us?
Let me think. I had one. I thought this was interesting because this is when I was actually just playing with it and experimenting. I didn't really know how the remote worked. And it's really hard to describe it to someone how to do it. I actually know the technical part of it now, but at that time I didn't. And it was a friend of mine was asking me, she was having difficulty with her shoulder, and she's in New Zealand. And so here I'm, okay, well, how do I do this? And so I just started thinking about her, and I pictured her. And then I started getting all these messages. I was just like, okay, how would I do this? If she was laying in front of me, what would I do? And I just kind of was doing that. And then it just took on a life of its own, and it takes me into the person's body, and it kind of shows me what's happening. Then it also gives me messages as to where this came from. Like, and this was the arm, I'm trying to remember, something to do with control issues with a male. And so it was just, and then I went, and then I did energy work. I just started doing the light and, just sending it light and just working on it as if the person were right there with me. Then I just let it go. And I did this like in the wee hours of the morning. When you're in a really quiet place, it was right before I was waking up. I was still in bed, and I just thought, okay, I'll do this real quick, because she'd asked me to do something. She didn't know when I'd be doing it. Well, then later that day I get an email, and she said, you worked on me at whatever time it was. And I'm like, yeah. And she goes, I knew it. I got up, and I knew it was all gone. Everything was gone. All the pain was gone. I knew you had to have done something. Okay.
So that's just
things like that. You just tap in. It's really interesting. That's probably something I'll start also teaching. It's a little hard to explain how you do it. You just do it. So once I figure it out, I'll teach it.
Now, what do you hope to accomplish through this book?
I want people to see. To not be victims. I want people to see how strong and powerful they are. We are great and powerful beings, and I want them to get that and to see that they have set themselves up a communication system to help themselves. They are not here victims. They are here as powerful beings taking on this wonderful challenge called Earth and living and learning these lessons here, but they are not alone. They are here with their own guidance. And so they can see that they are truly powerful beings, and it's just a matter of just learning how to talk to yourself. And that's all this is. It's just to see that, you're not, an illness isn't you're a victim. It means you're trying to get your own attention and tell yourself something, to do something. So it's just a matter of understanding who you are and how you came here and what you wanted to do, and you can learn that through this communication.
Kind of like opening up a new level of awareness.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, I totally mm-hmm. get that. And I can really appreciate that, too. So I think, a lot of people will listen, listen to that kind of language about, your awareness and opening yourself up to things, and they're uncomfortable with it. But if you put it in perspective, this is just, me listening to you and mm-hmm. kind of regurgitating, but you really think about when you're 4 years old, the things that you know and understand and comprehend are different when you're 40 mm-hmm. years old.
Absolutely.
It is an awareness that you develop through, in this case, time and experience. So
right.
It really is a part of nature. It really is this additional awareness. So,
right.
I'm mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to reading the book and finding out more. But tell me something. What's next for you?
People keep saying there's more books, and I'm like, that they were doing that before this one was even out, and I'm like, let me get this one done first. I don't know. I mean, it's letting people know. I really want to get out and help people to understand. I think that's the next step is teaching this. And then I think there's something, it keeps telling me something about dreams, so I think maybe there'll be like soul speak about how dreams speak to us, but that's just a glimmer. I don't really know, but yeah, I just want to teach people how to be their powerful beings that they are.
Well, it looks like we have run out of time, though. I could easily do another 30 minutes. But thank you so much for joining us tonight, and definitely let's stay in touch.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Sheila, for having me.
And I want to thank our listeners for joining us here at Readers Entertainment Radio. Don't forget, you can find us on readersentertainment.com. If you weren't here with us live, you can listen to the podcast. Stop by, leave a comment or a question. We promise we'll get Julia to answer you if you have any questions. And we'll put a link up for her website. I'm Sheila English, your host. And happy reading, everybody.